Blessed people, it's about 23 minutes past 9 a.m. East African time. And I'm very blessed and very humbled to come to you at this time when you are all observing a joint service. I realize you are holding joint services all across this nation. What a mighty revival that has hit this land. You are aware we have just come back from the mission, the big mission in Brazil, where there was the visitation of the Lord God, the Father himself. Some of you may have followed this, and very, very tremendous. It's always important to know when the Lord has visited. You must have followed or endeavored to follow what was happening on the other side of the ocean. So I am coming to you at this time, probably close to, it's 24 and a half minutes past 9 a.m. East African time. And I'm coming to bless the church with the blessings of the Lord, to decree the blessings of Yahweh using the prophetic tongue of Yahweh in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bless your services today. I know you are doing big, big joint services, and this is the longing of many nations, the desire of many nations, that they can be able to achieve where you have arrived, to achieve what you have achieved, to arrive at this place that you have stationed yourself onto, the place you have gained in the process of walking and preparing the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah. This place you've gained is called revival. It's a place of revival in the church. You can hear a lot of people gathering in many places, thousands full. The venues are overflowing. The revival indeed of the end time is souls. Souls returning to Jesus. People returning to Jesus. Now, I want to bless you, to decree the blessings of the Lord Almighty over your lives in the mighty name of Jesus. But before I do that, allow me just mention the reason you're meeting there, beginning with the visitation of Yamoussoukro, where I call God the Father to come. And the Lord descended like a storm. And I commanded heaven to open, and he opened. Heaven brought rain. You see it also happen in Boa Vista in Brazil recently. And after that, you see it also. The Lord spoke yesterday that in the next meetings we are going to do, whether it will be in Paraguay or it will be in Colombia, I don't know where exactly that is, or it's in Germany, I don't know. But it looked more like in Latin America, that again, heaven will open at my mere presence, at my mere command. And so the reason you're gathered there celebrating HIV/AIDS has been healed in this land, a revival that many nations are longing for, is because the Messiah is coming. I just want to take just 5 minutes before I bless you, 5 to 10 minutes to give you context and give you perspective. Wapendwa wasikilizaji, nimesema ya kwamba nimefurahi sana na kutunikiwa sana kuja kwenu asubuhi ya leo, na saizi takriban karibu dakika 27 zimepita baada ya saa 3 asubuhi saa za Afrika Mashariki. Na nimesema ya kwamba nyote mnajua ya kwamba naja kwenu saizi wakati nyeti sana, wakati tumeona mtembeleo wa Bwana kubwa sana ambalo limetendeka pale Boa Vista Brazil. Ndio tumeingia pale, tumerudi brother kutoka pale, na hata juzi tuliona pale Yamoussoukro Ivory Coast vile litendeka. Na nimesema ya kwamba mitembeleo haya yote yanaleta uzito ya mkutano hiyo joint service, mkutano ya pamoja kwa ya adhara ambapo mnazo kwenye eneo nyingi nyingi, kwenye makaunti mengi mengi. Kila kaunti ina mkutano ya joint service pale, mmekusanyika madhabahu mengi, mko pamoja pale kusherekea ukuu wa damu la Yesu. Na nikasema ya kwamba kisudi kwenu ya kukusanya pale kusherekea ukimwi umepona, na pia kusherekea mvua. Najua bado mko na hizo banners za mvua pia mtaweka mbele pale, lakini ukimwi umeponya atakuwa mbele, mstari wa mbele, alafu wengine pia tabeba zile ya mvua imenyesha, lakini na hata na wingu lake Jehovah mwenyewe. Ile kisudi kwenu ya kukusanyika pale kwenye joint service ni moja, ya kwamba Mesia yuaja na tangazo la kuja kwake sasa imetanda, imegonga pembe nne za dunia nzima, imegonga dunia nzima. Kila mtu sasa amepata kusikia kwamba kuna tangazo kuu sana la utukufu ambalo linatangaza kuja kwake Mesia. Hiyo manake hii ndiye firimbi, hii ndiye turumbete ambalo inaambia dunia nzima, bin Adam wote wajitairishe, waokoke, wamchukue Yesu na pia wawe watakatifu. And so the reason you're gathering there, those who speak English globally and are tuned in, is because the Messiah is coming. You're gathering there to celebrate HIV AIDS healed. Today it's going to be HIV AIDS healed. It's a very special day. You're celebrating that. And the reason you're doing so is because the Messiah is coming. And when he's coming, the announcement has now reverberated across the globe. And everybody has gotten to hear that the king is coming. Every nation is hungry for this announcement. Just allow me to give a little context on this. Why this is happening. Why HIV is healed, the visitation of the Father. And you are gathered there now to celebrate these visitations, the healing of HIV and so forth. It is because of the following. The Lord gave me a vision. The vision of the new Jerusalem. That is now your eternal home. And by voice he said, the eternal home of the righteous. And I shared with you that vision, and also the vision of the glorious stairs. When I saw the church taken up and she was stepping her glorious feet into the glorious stairs of heaven, entering forever and being covered by the cloud. And also the vision of the church inside heaven standing before the throne of God. That is tremendous. Finally seeing the fruit of the cross inside there. Glorious garments before the throne. They are worshiping in the sweetest revival worship ever since creation. And after that, he has also shown me the pale horse and the events of judgment, tribulation, you see, beginning to consume the earth. Ukraine war, Gaza war, Iran war. All these are signs of what is coming that you are not supposed to be part of. And that God Almighty announced in scripture and by this voice that he is coming like a thief. That means the day and the hour is not known. And he has mentioned this in many scriptures, Matthew 24:42, 24:36, 24:44, 24:45 to 51, 21:34 to 36, the book of Luke 21:34 to 36, and many other scriptures, Mark 13. It's now clear to all of you that the day and the hour is not known. And because of that, he's also saying that the church is not meant to see the wrath of God. And that's why you see in 1 Thessalonians 1:10, he says, to wait for him, to wait for the Messiah, to wait for the Christ, to wait for the King, his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus Christ, who rescues us from the coming wrath. There is a time coming ahead of us here called the time of wrath. In Revelation chapter 6 verse 15 to 17, it says his wrath has come. The kings, the rich, the what, everybody, nobody can survive. There is a time of wrath in Luke 21:34-36. It says the wrath, the things about to happen to the earth. And that's what he has called us, sent us to you to announce, that you should prepare and be evacuated from here. The church is an ambassador. She's a respected official of God. She represents his throne. She represents him. She's sent to the earth as in a foreign land. The receiving nation is this world. So you have a role to reflect the position of the kingdom of God right now here. That's why you are gathered there, to alert the world that this is how the kingdom of God looks like. It's a kingdom of power where HIV AIDS has been healed, no matter what the world and the scientists say. Healed and tested by all means. NASCOP has changed their algorithms again and again, 4 times ever since the Lord sent us to heal HIV here. But still healed. Whatever testing they do, still healed. So you are the ambassadors that present the authority. Authority of the kingdom of God. You are given the authority. to execute the mandate, the mission of God on this earth. And that's why you'll be recalled soon. You'll be taken away. You're going to be taken back home. And that's why God Almighty is saying very clearly that this is the hour to prepare, because your departure is near. And in the hour, the day and hour not known, he's saying that it will, that event will be sudden, unexpected. That's why you are in the church, that you may enter heaven. That's why you're celebrating today. As the citizens of the kingdom of heaven, you're totally separated from anybody else in Kenya or any other religion for that matter. Because for you, you are where the cloud of God himself has descended. You are the citizens of heaven. When the cloud descended in the wilderness, he identified Israel as his own people, covenant people, publicly identified with them as his own. And he has come again and publicly identified with you without shame, meaning you are his own. So that coming for the Messiah, of the Messiah for the church, will be sudden, unexpected, abrupt. It will catch people unaware. So it requires that you be watchful and ready and expectant and prepared. You must be prepared, blessed people. And the Lord is saying, before I bless you tonight, today rather, that we may begin your services, the Lord Almighty is saying the following. He's saying that God is holy. And therefore, in order for you, for a people to worship God, they must be holy. You must keep that at the center of your hearts tonight. I mean today as you worship. And that the pastors who present the sacrifice today of worship must present a perfect image of the holiness of God. That the pastors must maintain holiness before the people and before the Lord, presenting the perfect image of the holiness of God in the sacrifice. So holiness is at the center of your meeting today, that you may be holy, for without holiness nobody will see the Lord. And so the Lord is saying that your perfect worship tonight, this morning as you worship, it should be without defect. And that without defect, that imperfection is in man, the imperfection in man is removed by the way you present yourselves to take on the substitute sacrifice, substitute death of Christ. This is what the pastors are presenting to you today, the sacrifice of Christ. So therefore, the qualities, if you ever have time and you read the qualities of the priesthood as the Lord laid out in Leviticus 21, 13, 17, you can begin 15 or 17 to 23. Those qualities which were unattainable, they are not achievable. They were pointing towards Christ, the perfect priest of God. So that is what the pastors are presenting to you today. That today as you worship the Lord, you are standing there because Jesus Christ came and he went to the cross. You've seen it in Isaiah 53. And the Lord is saying, Jesus was despised. He was rejected. He was abused. He suffered a great deal. He became very, very sorrowful. He was consumed with extreme grief. He was wounded. He carried our transgressions. He carried our sins. He was crushed. He was oppressed. He was smitten. He was stricken. He was afflicted. He was silent before his assassins, his killers. And then he was cut off, crucified and cut off from the land of the living, killed. And he was buried in a borrowed tomb. He was assigned a grave among the wicked. Yet he had no sin. He had no wickedness. No violence was found in him. No deceit, lie was found in his mouth. But by his righteousness, he now makes many righteous, because he was exalted finally to glory. Resurrected. He says that is the premise of your meeting today, blessed people. The substitute death of Christ that has no bounds, even takes away HIV AIDS, the blood of Jesus that you're celebrating today. So in summary, this is what the Lord is saying. That God has come out to reveal himself to man. Jesus came. And now the cloud of God has come. The power of God has come. The reign of God has come. HIV is being deleted. Unfortunately, when you look at Isaiah 52, 13 to 15, and Isaiah 53 in total, the Lord comes to mankind, and when he comes in such a manner that he overthrows, he does a coup d'etat. He overthrows the entire wisdom system of man. The wisdom that he beheld, artificial intelligence and what have you, he overthrows it. Even medicine. That's why you are celebrating HIV healed, and it's so difficult for scientists and medical science to understand. That is God overthrowing the wisdom of man. And yet, when he came as a lamb to overthrow the wisdom of man, they rejected him. Because he could even tell their thoughts. He could tell their wicked hearts. In Luke chapter 2, if you get time, verse 29-35. Yeah, he could know what they are thinking. I do the same. I get to know what people are thinking. Matthew 9-4. He could tell their wicked hearts, what there is in their wicked hearts. What is in their minds. And in the process, the Messiah, you are celebrating today the fact that the Messiah came and he entered into the human calamity, human tragedy. And when he entered and was caught up in that tragedy, you see in that crucifixion, Isaiah 53, Isaiah 52 also, 13 to 15. Then amazing. It's really amazing. The people rejected him. They hid their faces from him. But for you, you have stepped forward today and say, you identify with the Messiah, no matter what. People rejected him. They hid their faces from him. They abused him, blackmailed him, mocked him. The Messiah, the King. And yet he continued. He did not deter him from following the mission. He continued the duty of the priest he did on the cross. The priest of the cross, the high priest of the Most High, that you see when Melchizedek comes in Genesis 14, 18, 20, he says he is the high priest of the Lord Most High. He continued that work in Luke 23, 34. He says, Father, forgive them on the cross. Forgive them. That is now the work of the high priest. He's doing it there. Forgive them for their sins. Forgive them for what they do, for they know not what they do. That is the intercession the high priest made for us. So the most treasured gift of heaven was presented, and mankind could not accept it. What constitutes the greatest treasure of heaven, treasure of the God Yahweh, descended. And the mortal sons of the fall, the sons and daughters of Adam, could not perceive it, could not esteem the glory of God. And so when you look at the picture of crucifixion, that is a real picture of the corruption, the fall of this world, that they could really reject him and crucify him. So that should remind you that we live in a hostile world, a wicked world, a fallen world that is against God. So you should separate from it. Because they could not appreciate the things of God. Because of the corrupt nature of the fall of Adam, they could not appreciate righteousness, could not appreciate holiness, could not appreciate repentance, could not appreciate fear of God, could not appreciate reverence, could not appreciate a separation from this world, could not appreciate heavenly focus. But for you, you are gathered there today to announce to the world, Ukimwi meponywa, Jesus, Ukimwi meponywa, Ukimwi meponywa, Jesus, Ukimwi meponywa. Ukimwi meponywa, glory, ukimwi meponywa, ukimwi meponywa, damu. You are there to identify with him today publicly in the public space. Because the world could not appreciate his righteousness he brought us, the holiness of God, the repentance, the fear of God, reverence, separation, heavenly focus. But for you, you are gathered there to celebrate the fact that you have openly come out to identify with the glory of God. But while the world cannot see the treasure that is sent, the sons and daughters of the fall of Adam cannot see the treasure of heaven packaged as a gift to them. They could not have the eyes enough to see because of corruption of the fall. But for you, the corruption has been taken away. But there. He came to redeem mankind. That mankind may not go into the lake of fire. But the sons and daughters of Adam mocked him, ridiculed him, laughed at him, abused him, and killed him. That's why your God that today says, no, for us we love him. We took him. We appreciate him. He was numbered among the transgressors. But he justified many. Very powerful. He will justify many, even on the day of your entry. He will see the offspring of his glory. His day will be prolonged. And the will of God will prosper in his hands. Look at how now you are celebrating Ukimwi Imeponywa. How he is magnifying the purposes of God on the earth. The agenda of God on the earth. And so in finishing, the Lord is saying, do not yield to flesh. Make sure now that you are strong spiritually, because now the Lord is with you. The cloud is here. The evidence of God with you is the HIV healed. You're worshiping a God whose presence you can feel. Physical manifestation. Emmanuel, God with us. That you may live a spirit-filled life, blessed people. Because the King is coming. The Messiah is coming. He has promised you access to the tree of life, the hidden manna, a new name, a white stone, authority over nations reign with him. Those are thrones. To clothe in a white cloth, to have a new name, to have your name in the book of life. He says, therefore now, you have the rewards, the promises of God that will soon realize. That's why I want to stop it there. I just wanted to bring context into your celebration today, that you may know that go out with full force. If there is a day you are going to shout until you lose your voices today, that somebody has to stand for Jesus. In the days past, the sons and daughters of the fall rejected him. Look at the visitation of Vista in Brazil, where we just came from. Look at the visitation that took place in Yomosukro and many others, Kakamega, Kisii, Eldama Ravine, what, everywhere here, Lima, Peru, all through. That means he has loved you as a generation. He is beckoning you. Heaven is beckoning you. And so today when you celebrate Ukimwi Imeponywa, Jesus, Ukimwi Imeponywa, glory, Ukimwi Umeponywa, thank you, Ukimwi Umeponywa, Yahweh, when you celebrate, you are simply sounding that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of power is coming. And the reality of it has begun to dawn here. And so now I want to bless all your services. The Lord showed me this night in a dream. He showed me the tree of life and the leaves of the tree of life. And this time I saw that they flourished. They flourished and also produced fruit. The fruit they produced were like those of, coffee. This time like coffee, you know, the way some of them are red, others are turning yellowish, others are green. That kind of bunch of fruit that he fruited, fruition also. Not only blossomed, but flourished and also produced fruit. So I decree now the blessings, the eternal blessings of God Almighty upon you all in the mighty name of Jesus with my prophetic tongue, that out of these blessings, the cripples may get up and walk away. The blind may see, the deaf may hear, the mute may speak. HIV AIDS may be deleted from your system, not only the blood, up to DNA, removed from your system totally. Cancers dry up by the authority of the eternal blood of Jesus. And so I bless you today. That even as you wait for the Messiah, as you enter your services, the Lord Almighty may accomplish these blessings in you. Those who want to receive Jesus everywhere now globally, repeat this prayer. Say, mighty Lord Jesus, Lord, in the days past you were rejected. And in this age, you have been rejected even the more. But Lord, today for me, I receive you. And I receive you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, transform me from the inward with the salvation of your grace. And establish holiness in me, Jesus. Establish righteousness in me, my Lord. And order my steps to walk into the eternal kingdom of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am born again. Again, I bless you all in your joint services. And through these blessings that you may have the joy of the Holy Spirit, but out of them cripples walk, blind see, deaf hear, mute speak, lame, all manner of conditions, cancers, leukemia, diabetes, HIV, blood conditions, hypertension, all those kidney failures, that God may come through for you. I have decreed the fountain of the eternal blood of Jesus all over you in all your joint services. Now everybody receive your healing. It is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Turn out about the Messiah is coming. Thank you.